Hi, and welcome to The Smart Chiropractor. I'm Dr. Jeff Langmaid here at Dr. Jason Deitch, where every week in about 30 minutes, we show you how you can become a smart chiropractor. We explore how to create a stable and predictable revenue stream. We call that having a payday practice. It's part of being a smart chiropractor. And today we're going to talk about why your chiropractic social media isn't enough. And this is a tall order because we've been talking a lot about social over these last few episodes, but it really ties into a concept of what we call daily action and accountability. And it's how you can make it easy, how you can create a system and process, as we've explored with some of the other technologies as well. Systems and processes enable you to get better results with less stress. And that's where a lot of this starts. So I guess let's just open it up right there. When we say your chiropractic social media isn't enough, what does that mean to you?
There's maybe a handful of people, Dr. Bo Pierce, for example, being one of them, that this title wouldn't apply for. There are a handful of docs who understand the power of social media, who are passionate about being teachers, who are dedicated to being of service to as many people as they possibly can. And therefore, from that mindset and from that generous spirit, use these free communication tools on a regular basis to inspire their community. So, Bo and a handful of others that we see online, this doesn't apply to you. To the rest of you, the word system, as many probably have heard, is save yourself time, energy, and money. And that's really where most docs, I think, fail or blunder or just never build traction. They have been, I think, misled to this belief concept or mindset all around ROI. They're like, if it doesn't have a return, why would I do it? And you go, well, what kind of return are you measuring? And they go, well, a financial return, right? If I put in this, they're not even putting in money anymore. They want a return, right? It's my time. And it's not even that much time, right? It's not even that much of an I to need an R on, right? So, but that's our consciousness, So there's just too many chiropractors that sort of randomly throw stuff against the wall and, let's see what sticks, and whatever sticks, I'll follow that. And then we get together in groups at our events and seminars and go, why doesn't anybody understand me? Why don't people understand and appreciate chiropractor or chiropractors? Or, why are we in this, continued state? There's a very simple answer for that, and that is because people in your community, our community, collectively, our nation and our planet, really have no clue what we're talking about. Because if they did, we wouldn't be in this situation. So this has become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Prior to social media, it made perfect sense why people didn't understand us. There were a handful of communication channels owned by powerful corporations, whether as newspaper companies, TV media companies, channels, etc. It was pay to play. If you did not have the money to get in at the top level, there was no other distribution. Most of our profession is still living under that belief. And in today's world, everybody who has even mobile device, let alone computer, has an internet connection or at least access to Wi-Fi at any Starbucks or any library. Everybody's a publisher. Everybody is a communicator. Everybody has, to some degree, an equal amount of power, potential anyway, to get our message out to the masses. But because we're stuck in this, what's in it for me? I'm not going to do it if I can't measure something I'm getting out of it in the next week. We never go far enough to do the right thing. It's like, it's like patients who come to your practice and they go, don't adjust my neck. My back is killing me. I'll come in today. I'll see if it feels good. If it goes away, I'll come back another time when it hurts again. If it doesn't, probably doesn't work. You go, don't even waste your time, buddy. So that's the mentality, unfortunately, most chiropractors have been taught into. They've been sold by marketers how to think like marketers, which is the exact wrong thing. So systems, daily accountability really is based on the premise that it would be similar to somebody saying, why would I eat fruits and vegetables why would I get a good night's sleep if I try it for 2 weeks and my life isn't completely different? I don't see measurable results. Why would I start that? And you know what? I'm not even going to start, because once I start, I got to keep on doing it. Nah. That's kind of the way chiropractors approach this whole concept. And it's unfortunate, because we have what I believe to be the best kept secret in healthcare, if not life in general. It's the understanding that people have an innate ability to heal themselves, that we have a brain and nerve system that coordinates all of our functions in our body, and directly or indirectly. And it's really the right thing to do to make sure you stay well aligned. It's the right thing to do to feed your body more nutritious stuff than junk. It's the right thing to do to get a good night's sleep. It's the right thing to do to limit the toxicity. It's the right thing to do to have positive, more positive thoughts than depressive thoughts. And wouldn't you know it, it's the right thing to do to make sure you get your message out to your community on a regular basis, regardless of the return on investment or feedback. Regardless of if you start eating fruits and vegetables and it takes you a month, 3 months, or 6 months to get to your ideal weight, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, and it gets down to, when we talk about social media, it's like posting every once in a while is just not enough. But most docs have the challenges, as we've previously discussed. It's like, what am I going to talk about? How am I going to do it? So when we talk about daily action and accountability, it's really about creating a system that enables the doc to know what direction they're going. So for instance, and you know, this will be one of those things that you'll want to, you know, listen to later or write down, is Motivational Monday, Testimonial Tuesday, Wake Up Wednesday, Tactical Thursday, and Friday Favorites. We'll spend a few minutes breaking each of those down, but I want to first touch upon where we go with those. So as you, if you've listened to the previous episodes, if you did not listen to our episode when we talked about monthly campaigns, you got to check that out, because that ultimately is what informs what we're discussing today. Monthly campaigns and weekly topics, right? So you have your weekly topic, and then you're going to break down your, again, I'll say it one more time, Motivational Monday, Testimonial Tuesday, Wake Up Wednesday, Tactical Thursday, and Friday Favorites. And they tie into, directly into your weekly topic. Your weekly topic will change each week. So now you have a new, fresh take for each day of the week that ties into the campaign that helps you stay more consistent, that helps you reach more people, and that ultimately helps you showcase who you are and what you do in a way that's impactful to them, which is where all of the magic happens. So maybe we'll just kickstart it with Motivational Monday, because it almost ties into a little bit of the Daily Dose of Inspiration as well. So Motivational Monday, what's the key takeaways that you'd like docs to know about that?
You know, you think about, we've talked in previous episodes, I'll bring it back if you haven't heard it, you know, prior. You know, the premise is that a chiropractor really is a doctor slash teacher first, technician second. And most chiropractors have that backwards. They're like, let's get them in, let me adjust them, and in the best of cases, I'll teach them things along the way. And when I say teach them things, that's not just I'll sell them more on why they need to stay to get at their adjustments, right? That's teaching them things that are going to be to their benefit beyond just get adjusted more. So if you think about it, you should be your community's, I don't know if you want to call them cheerleader, motivational speaker, mentor, voice of reason, source of positive inspiration. We talk about our Look Up America campaign. It's the perfect excuse to go, hey, I know things are really crazy right now, but part of who we are and how we think is that, yeah, every day is not sunny, but there's always sun shining somewhere. Maybe it's above the clouds, and you got to look for your optimism. Like, you got to make it happen. I think the idea of a chiropractor building a tribe, building an audience, building a community, local and even national, with the idea that I want to inspire as many people as I possibly can, and every Monday we're going to kick the week off right together. It earns you that right to be their mentor. And it gives them a routine and a sense of, I'm going to follow you because that's to my benefit. And I really dig what you're saying. And over time, that allows us to earn people's trust as opposed to sort of seduce them into an action that only people in pain who, you know, want to spend $25 and not go to work or miss their meetings because they're in so much pain come in. It builds a different type of value. We've talked in the past, and this is probably, you know, for those listening, the idea of limiting your practice to the 1% of people who are actively in pain searching for a chiropractor versus the 99% of people that may be in pain but aren't searching, may have some other issue that you could help them with, but certainly wouldn't even think about going to a search engine to handle it with a chiropractor. Why are we not building trust with that audience? And the answer is because most chiropractors haven't thought about it. And if they have thought about it, they don't have a plan or a blueprint to be able to actualize it. So, you know, Motivational Monday is sort of saying, hey, join our tribe. If you want to be more optimistic, you want to be healthier, you want to live a greater quality of life, that's what I teach. That's what I inspire. And every Monday, come join us and we'll talk about a different monthly topic, different weekly topic. And every Monday, we're going to start the week off right together. Join me. Now, that's a lot different than saying, hey, did you know if you go to my Facebook page, I'm going to teach you about why chiropractic is good for you? I don't know. Sounds like a difference to me.
Yeah, it's dramatically different. And it builds positive momentum to set up the week directly into Testimonial Tuesday. And Testimonial Tuesday, I think there's so many docs that kind of just mess this one up. Like they think they have to have the patient like right there. And like, do I have to have 17 different releases? But I practice in this, you know, country, state, municipality that only allows me to get a testimonial if it's written on the third Thursday of every Tuesday. You know, it's like, you know, just crazy stuff. But, you know, I think the way that we've looked at it historically has been, it's a great opportunity to just talk through a case. If you have a patient right there, wonderful, and make sure you get the right releases, obviously. However, you shouldn't be limited to that. You can use Testimonial Tuesday as an opportunity to tell what I just call a case study, right? You know, relative to that weekly topic of a success story in your practice. You can just think about the patients that you've seen. If you've been in practice probably more than a month, you're going to have, probably more than a week, you're going to have some success stories, you know, that you just like, man, that was great. Or, you know, that was surprising. That was what I expected. And then they were surprised. So, you know, whatever gets you pumped and you can think about in bringing that up. And once you do that, if you do Testimonial Tuesday and you stay consistent, that's 52 messages throughout the year, just on those alone, that is going to inspire other people to take action by you telling the story of the benefit someone else received.
It also makes it easy for people to share you with their friends. So there's a good chance that if I saw a chiropractor, my chiropractor go, hey, you know, patient appreciation week, or if you've got pain, it's $25. I probably wouldn't go, hey, everybody, you know, on my social network. I probably wouldn't share something like that necessarily, unless my chiropractor asked me to. But if you motivated me or you gave me some miracle story, I'm like, wow, that's the power of the human body. That's a different message than, want to go see my chiropractor? So when we create good messaging, good content, and it's on a regular basis, and we build that culture that we're being generous, we're being kind, we're sharing information and inspiration, not just sales pitches and deep discounts, then that culture just learns to share you with their friends and family. That's called growth. That's called going viral. So it takes on a whole different direction than just, want to buy now? How about now? You ready now? You know anybody wants to buy now? That's the way it feels and sounds to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's just, it's a different story. And every day of the week, we talk about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it touches on a different aspect. So like Wake Up Wednesday, for instance, we utilize that. That's kind of the science day, right? Yeah. So that's the day that you really get to elaborate on that weekly topic. Like, what is that weekly topic? You talk about it, you break down some science facts. It's probably what I would say is the most just straightforward, right? But Tactical Thursday is where we encourage all of our docs to get tactical. This is where it starts to get really interesting to me, because it gives you the opportunity to showcase real examples of things you're passionate about in your practice, right? Whether that's an adjustment technique, that's tactical, right? Whether that is a stretch or an exercise, whether that is, you know, a rehab piece of equipment, whether that is an ancillary modality.
Show and tell.
You choose it. Yeah, exactly. You know, Tactical Thursday gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. So yeah, break that down a little bit more.
That's what it is. And I guess what I want people to hear so much, I mean, we can explain that, you know, each day has its own thing, but I hope what people are hearing, and the main thing I think that's the real value of this whole structure is it's kind of like adjusting. There are people that have no protocol. They randomly, you know, somebody lays down and, you know, depends on the day, they're like, well, where does it hurt, right? And they're chasing the pain and how about now? Are you better now? And there's just no system to it. The reality is that's somewhat confusing for the patient, and it's certainly somewhat confusing for the doctor. There's no system. There's no organization. Most chiropractors, you know, have some protocol. I do my leg checks. I palpate. I do range of motion. I do some assessment consistently as a protocol. Now, in the beginning, you might go, oh, my God, that sounds like a lot of work. I mean, I got to learn a technique, network, SOT, motion palpation, Gonstead. Like, I got to learn something. Why can't I just hit the high spot and follow the pain? You know, well, logically, that would seem easier. But what hopefully most chiropractors know is there's actually a method to the madness. There's a benefit to that structure of sequencing certain things in certain ways. There's also a value to the patient, to the person, in that they understand what to expect when they come on in, right? They're like, oh, he's gonna check my... So the first day you work with somebody, right? You go, turn your face to your left. They're like, what? Right? What? Yeah. And a couple weeks later, they're like...
Yeah, they got it.
So you build a routine with people when there is something to follow. It makes it easier for you. Makes it easier for your staff. Hey, tomorrow's, you know, Tactical Thursday. Hey, did you see our Friday favorites? We got a special. It gets everybody on sort of the same team, singing from the same song sheet, creates a protocol for you. You're like, I don't have to think anymore. I know what I'm doing, right? Yes, you have to learn something. It's a good thing. But once you've learned it, you just apply the system. Otherwise, it's random chaos. You're like, it's Friday. What do I feel like talking about today? It's been a while. I haven't posted. I wonder if they're going to... And you just don't take action because there's no momentum, and you basically talk yourself out of it because of... Or you do the other thing. You don't talk yourself out of it, and you should. You're like, oh, here's 12 articles. Let's just blow those. I'm good for a week.
Right. Yeah, it's just super hard. It's super hard without a system. It's just, it's not optimal, super hard, and it's just not... It ain't good.
Right? And we say teach and invite consistently. It is the consistency. That doesn't mean you do 30 things in one time and you're good for the month.
Right. Yeah. And let's talk Friday a little bit, because there's a couple different ways to look at this. And I think you and I maybe look at it through a slightly different lens, and both have significant advantages, right? So when I think of Friday favorites, I think about it as an opportunity to showcase the products, like as a revenue generator. Totally. Gosh, I got this stuff on my shelf. I never have the opportunity to talk about it. I don't have, and Friday favorites gives you the opportunity to say, hey, here's one of my favorite, insert whatever it is here, right? But there's a second way to look at it. And it's as you describe as the gift of endorsement. So break that down a little bit, because it makes a lot of sense once you explain it. But the easiest one is always what I think of, which is, well, what I got on my shelf, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's 100%. That's exactly, the structure allows for great function, optimal function, I'll even dare say. I think Friday favorites is probably the most powerful of the week, powerful in a different way. I mean, they're all powerful, but because of this gift of endorsement and product sales. It does several things. Let's first just maybe declare the obvious. One of the reasons to have these kind of catchy titles and not just, well, I'll just say something every day, is that you can build an audience of people that now expect what to see, right? There used to be a TV guide. Now you click the word guide, and at least you can look and go, I want to watch that then. Right? So there's an expectation you can build an audience. You can also grow your audience faster because you can say, hey, subscribe to my tribe, follow me, because this is the value you're going to get every day. Okay? So that's an important, powerful element of this. Now, the next phase of the Friday favorites, the gift of endorsement, is that if people start learning, based on what I just said, if they start learning every Friday, or however many Fridays you want to, I'm going to share with you one of my or our favorite things, one of our favorite people, places, products, or causes. That allows you this massive green light, this massive okay to share your favorite things. Now, okay, sounds obvious. What does that mean? So if you think about it, and here's the way we really teach and recommend it. If every quarter you sort of said, okay, what are my four favorite products, my four favorite people, people being other people or professionals you refer to on a regular basis. Maybe it's a personal trainer, a life coach, a nutritionist, an OBGYN, a pediatrician, a stem cell expert, orthopedic surgeon, a fill in the blank, right? Whatever type of professional network you're often referring people to, if you strategically and proactively said, I want to do my audience, my tribe, the favor of, before they even have to search, a place they can go to learn about my favorite things anywhere. So that you could say, hey, listen, if you ever have questions about who to see, where to go, and what to buy, you should go to my practice's Facebook page. As part of our tribe, we have a library of videos where we share our favorite people, places, and products. That's super valuable. But to get to the gift of endorsement, typically in most cases, most of the times, and if you do this correctly, if I were to do a video about my favorite personal trainer, right? Hey, it's Friday Favorites, I'm Dr. Jason. As you know, this is the place where we share with all of our people, our favorite people, places, and products to make your life easier. If you live in Marin County, you wanna be healthier, you wanna make sure you tune in to our Friday Favorites. This week, I'm gonna share with you my favorite personal trainer. My favorite personal trainer, I can either talk about it, like you said. Better case, I can have the trainer with me in the video. Best case, I could have the trainer with me in the video at his or her facility, right? My favorite place, my favorite person. I could even include my favorite product. Here's my favorite trainer at my favorite studio taking my favorite product, right? What do you think in most cases, if you do this right, if you do a video endorsing your favorite personal trainer, what would that personal trainer probably do? Let me ask it the other way. If a great popular personal trainer with an audience of people that they shared on Instagram, shared on Facebook, said, I want to share with you my favorite chiropractor who's helped me and many of my clients get out of pain, improve our strength, improve our performance, reduce our risk of injury. And they said, oh, I just interviewed you on this video. Here's the video. This is the smart chiropractor, right? I would wonder what would most smart chiropractors do with that video? And most of them would go, I better get this video out to everybody I know. I'm gonna send it on my email list. I'm gonna post it on my Friday, on my social media. I may even put it if I have screens in my practice. I mean, here is a popular, effective, great, maybe even good looking, great personal trainer who's saying I'm the best. You get a collection of different people you endorse. You're gonna have a lot of different people, a lot of different places, your favorite, yoga studio, Pilates studio, CrossFit gym, health food store, restaurant, the bookstore. I mean, on and on and on. Again, we got friends like Bo Pierce, a lot of people that are doing exactly this, experiencing amazing results. Because when you generously and authentically, not strategically and cynically, but when you authentically endorse people, the audience appreciates it because, the whole idea of looking for a review is what? I want somebody else's authority and opinion to sort of validate I should see this person or I shouldn't. They don't even have to go to a review site when you go, this is my favorite trainer, this is my favorite Pilates, whatever it may be. So it's a win on every level. Your audience thanks you and appreciates you for being generous. It saves them time, energy. You build your audience because you're like, oh, well, what do you get on your chiropractor's Facebook page? articles telling me why Facebook, why chiropractic is good for everything under the sun. So there's just a lot of value to your audience, a lot of value to you, a lot of value to the person you're endorsing. It's a win, and wins are good things.
Well, and when you pair it with the Testimonial Tuesday, you start to hit both. And it's not that each individual person doesn't have an audience, but this is a little bit oversimplified. But, you know, when you have the testimonial, that's kind of one-to-one, right? You're asking me as a friend, hey, you know, where should I go to have this service done? And I'm giving you a direct answer. So it's one-to-one, very important. But most chiropractors spend like 100% of their energy there, which is, I want my patients. I want to have a referral machine. I want to, you know, be able to make sure that everybody's referring. Really important part of the business. Great way to go about the business. But again, it's part of a larger picture. If now then you have somebody, you have the one-to-one going on, you're stimulating intra-patient referrals, but then you're pairing that with, you know, an influencer, a person that is one to many, right? That has the ability to impact, you know, dozens, hundreds, potentially thousands through their audience. And they're viewed in the way of there's as much trust and recognition as if it's a one-to-one referral, but they're able to reach hundreds or thousands at a time. And you're doing it on Tuesdays. You have your one-to-one with your what we call your Testimonial Tuesday. Now that starts to become a really potent piece of the puzzle because there's going to be different. And think about how overwhelming is this. You know, somebody who's in your sphere and circle of influence, but that has not a patient yet, you know, sees a friend or asks a friend, they recommend you, then they see their personal trainer, done deal, right? So it really starts to become compounding in your effectiveness when you start to put these together, which is why, you know, having campaigns, having daily action and accountability, not being random is so important because these things feed and accelerate each other over time.
Yeah. One of the things people might be thinking is, yes, you can have multiple favorites.
Right.
So you're like, oh my goodness, I know a lot of personal trainers. Yeah. One of my favorite personal trainers, right? Yeah. So the sky's the limit. It really is a spirit. We started this whole series off and one of our core competencies or messages is, you know, your mindset. What's your intention when you go into it? It's been said, I even heard it on a Seth Godin video the other night, the idea that it was sort of put out that, you know, the best way to get what you want in life is to help other people get what they want in life. And not that it's a quid pro quo necessarily, but it's a karma, it's a do the right thing. And maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's the next day. But if you believe in something more than the material world in the moment, you recognize that it's amazing how these things come back to you when you do the right thing for the right reasons, when you focus on being of service, when you focus on being generous, whether you're spiritual, religious, or anything, this is a core sense of success in today's world. I like to believe that the idea is that, you should behave as if you don't need the money, right? Maybe you do, we all do at some level, right? But we should really try to, think about our actions from not our desperation and need, but if you had the money, that's kind of the premise of the payday practice, is if you knew that you could afford to cover your bills, that you weren't going hungry, you weren't going to go in debt, that you were going to be able to cover things, how would that change your behavior? What would you do differently? Would you be more generous? Would you be nicer? Would you be kinder? Would you be more fun to be around? Would you actually be more successful if you didn't need the money? That's the joke to all of this. And the irony and the paradox is that, you kind of go, well, if I didn't need the money, I would, oh my God, I would speak all over. I'd help as many people as I can. I'd endorse everybody possible because I don't need the help. And I go, well, you know what? If you probably did that, you probably wouldn't need, you'd be there. So it's just one of those, whatever you want to call it, karmic, magical paradoxes.
I agree. And I think that ties very well in with where we're going to go next week, which is taking it one step further and really identifying how you are communicating. I want you to think about your practice right now. If you have trifold brochures, we're going to break down how you're communicating, how you can do it from a place of abundance, how you can do it in the way that is most effective. If you'd like to get our smart strategy guides, we have them for email, for social, you name it. We feel very confident we can help you be more efficient and effective with your marketing. Head over to smartchiropractor.com/genius. You can pick up those guides there. Please leave us ratings or reviews on iTunes. It helps more and more docs listen and find out about this podcast. If you have any questions, you can shoot us an email. Check out that link in the show notes, thesmartchiropractor.com/genius. For Dr. Jason Deitch, I'm Dr. Jeff Langmaid. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This episode brought to you by The Smart Chiropractor. At The Smart Chiropractor, we solve the two biggest chiropractic marketing challenges, content and consistency. We combine an incredible content library with powerful automation tools to supercharge your marketing. The result? More new patients, more referrals, and more reactivations with automated digital content marketing. Here's what Dr. Matthew Barnhart had to say. We have loved this. We have already had 5 patient reactivations from the emails in 1 week. To learn more and get started, visit thesmartchiropractor.com today.